Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we come to you, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because, Father, by no other name can we be saved. He is the way. He is the door. He is the gate. And, Father, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us throughout this evening to bring to us what you would want us to receive of this message this evening. We ask, Heavenly Father, for our hearts and minds to be open and our understanding so that we can grow in strength and faith and be able to walk closer unto the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, be with us throughout the remainder of this evening, and we ask this in that sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right. You know, I have been teaching here lately much in the Old Testament, because really, the New Testament is really what we have to be saved by. I'm trying to reach as many as we can. I'm kind of stating the New Testament. But this evening, we're going to be in the old. We're going to find out that a lot of things that we all know and that we're seeing around us is nothing new. It's all happened before. Now, I'm going to be speaking to you this evening from Isaiah chapter 30. So beginning here with verse 1, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be a help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. The burden of the beast of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper, the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of the young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall call in vain, shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go write it before them in a tablet and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path, because the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon. Therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a branch ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant, and he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the busting of it a shred to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. I'm going to stop reading there for the time being. And we're going to back up and take a look at things, because you see, I've kind of titled this message this evening about putting our fertility in relying on our government and its leadership in this day and time. You see, that's what they were doing here. And they're being led astray. Just as is happening here with us today. And it's their own people doing it. That's leading them that way. So we back up here to this first verse, where he tells us, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that takes counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. And that's exactly what is happening in most of our churches today. About 90% of our churches today is actually walking this same way. They don't want the truth of God's word. They don't want this truth. They don't want the strength of it. What they want, and just as they talking here, they want a covering. But that covering, just as his people are seeking here in this verse, it's not of his spirit. They're wanting to be told soft things, perverse things, so that they can just go right on and continue in their sin and sinful life. You find all that in this first verse. Every bit of that is in this first verse. That's why we're seeing most of our churches empty today. Mankind is not wanting to follow the Lord anymore. He is busy following our government that is leading them down a road of destruction. That's where we're headed. If those that are called Christian don't get and come together and get in unity, we will be destroyed. Christianity will not exist here in the United States anymore if they don't come together. If they don't tear down these walls of denominationalism and get with the church. And when I say the church, I'm talking about the Lord's church. I'm not talking about any certain name church out here. I'm talking about getting with the Lord's church. The church that is teaching God's word in the strength and in the way and in the truth that it's written in. When it says do something, do it. When it says don't do it, then don't do it. But that's what they're not wanting. Let me continue. Give me something. That's all right. As long as you'll preach to me, when you can preach a message and you can use the name of Jesus two or three times in that message, and that's all right. But don't tell me that I can't commit sin and that I've got to reach a state of perfection in order to make heaven my home. Don't go tell me them things. I don't want to hear them. That's exactly what these people were saying. Verse 2. Says that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. You see, they're wanting to trust in Egypt now instead of God. And that's what they're asking for. Like people today are not seeking the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They don't want nothing to do with him. They took him out of everywhere he was at. Every place he's been taken out of. Schools, all of our public buildings, been taken out of our prayers. Or most people's prayers, he took him out of mine. They ain't going to, because I ain't going to give him to them. They ain't getting my Jesus. I'm going to hold on to him, regardless of what the cost is. Here now, we go to verse 3. He says, therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. And look what has happened in the last year, right here in our land. They put their trust in whatever our government leaders said, instead of standing on God's word. Our government leaders told them, you've got to shut your church doors, they shut them. You've got to put a mask on, they put a mask on. They still, a lot of them running with a mask on. Even though in most places, the mask has been taken off now. But you still see a lot of them running around out here. Ninety % of the churches had pastors running around with a mask on, just as lost as they can be, because they put their trust in man instead of in God. And you know, God's word told us before this even, those that had read their Bible, no telling how many times they read over it, telling them that if they were truly a born-again child of God, this virus would not touch them. So what did they have to be scared of? Nothing. They just didn't want to follow God. They'd rather follow man and do it his way. And we're watching them fall. And right here across our county, we're seeing more churches right now close. They're closed. And I'm talking about not because of this pandemic, they're just closed, period. I can take you to within five just real quick. In fact, within 30 minutes, I can show you five. Got by five right now. It's closed. I can take you by two more that's getting ready to close. And another one that I think, really, I just ain't found out for sure, but I think it is already closed too, which would make six right now. All because they want to follow man instead of God and stand on his word, doing his work and growing the church, they're letting the church fall. I got people right now that used to come here. They're going to a church right now where the pastor has got three living wives. And the wife he's married to right now has got two living husbands. God's not in that church. God won't be where sin's at. He tells you that. God will not live where there is sin. That's why we have to clean this house before the Holy Spirit will come in. Because he won't live where sin's at. Goes on now here. It says, for his princes were at Zorn, and his ambassadors came to Haines. Well, we know that this Haines is only mentioned in the Bible here. It's the only place it's mentioned. And Zorn was actually the largest Egyptian city that was near the Israelite border. But this is where they wanted to go to. Get away from their own so they can continue in sin. And that's just what we've done. Well, hopefully we that are here today ain't done it, but that's what mankind today has done. They want to stay right where they've always been, but yet they want to proclaim, I'm a Christian and I go to church every time the church doors are open. And they're going to hell just as fast as they can go, because they are not living in and by the Word of God. I was watching. I've got two channels on my TV. Supposed to be Christian channels. That I watch quite a bit. Because it lets you know really what's going on. I was watching a group of ladies today, all of them preachers' wives, and each one of them are supposed to be pastors also. Each woman is supposed to be a pastor also, and each one of them is living in adultery. But they're all right. And God talks to them every day. That's what they're telling people. God's talking to us every day, and you can get this, you can get that. This will work for you, and that'll work for you. And they have no idea of what'll work and what won't. Just like these. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be a help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. You see, they're looking for monetary gain. Verse 6, the burden of the beast of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of young asses and their treasures upon the bunches of camels to a people that shall not profit them. They're taking everything they have and carrying it into Egypt to a people that's not going to help or do worldly things for them, just to stay away from God. And our people today is following the government instead of following God. We've got right now hundreds of thousands sitting out there that will not work because they make more money off of the government than if they worked. We're making that money because the government wants their vote to continue taking us down that road of destruction. And church, I'm telling you, you that's here, that will hear this message out there, online, hear me. If you don't take these walls down and get in unity in God's church, you are going to be destroyed. They've already made you and I, that are the children of God, domestic terrorists. You didn't know you were terrorists, did you? But you are. In the government's eyes right now, you are a domestic terrorist. They've got a bill in the House, in Congress right now, trying to get it passed to make the Bible a book of hate speech. There's no hate in this book, only the hate of sin. Because we're to love everybody. We're to even love the sinner. We're to pray for the sinner. We're to pray for this government that's trying to destroy us. And this is the book that tells us to do it. The very book they're wanting to make it into hate speech. Now, verse 7, for the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still. Their strength is to sit still. And he's talking about how he has cried. Don't sound too good, does it? How I've cried concerning this. We need to be crying for our nation right now. Because our nation right now is on a downhill slide, and it's sliding fast. And if those that are the children of God don't start standing up, standing together, and making their voices heard, we're not going to have a country. And it's not going to be long. For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still. We need to be crying for our government today. And we need to be praying that they would sit still. Because they're not. They're busy doing everything they can do to tear our country down. Eight. Now go, write it before them on the table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people. That's what we've got. Our nation is full of rebellious people. Just like this. Rebellious people, lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord. And our young people today, we all know, is in bad shape. But look now what they are doing to them. Through the school system. Something that most don't know. But they are having it fixed to where our school system is to teach our kids sexuality. that it's all right for boys to change to girls, girls to change to boys. There was a lady in one of the states, I forget now which state, it was on TV, that they have fined $1 million. Right now she's looking at jail time because she went to the school where her kid was going, who was being taught this, to get it stopped. And right now, she's just about in jail. But she is there alone because, you see, no one's standing up with her. We've got to come together. And the church has got to come together. And then if we do that and make our voices heard, we can see a lot of things change. There are 50 million in this land that call themselves Christian. That's enough to change things around. Where are they? You're not hearing nothing, only out of a few right now. We've got maybe 10 pastors right now that's standing up, speaking out, and speaking this word. That's not very many in a nation this size, is it? And they're after two of them right now, doing everything they can do to close them down. And they're both well-known men. Now, one of them, I'm not too crazy about a lot of things he has on his programs, because he does more begging for money than preaching sometimes.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Jim Baker. But what he does say is usually truth. He just spends a lot of time preaching for money, selling books and food and generators and things that way. I'd rather just stay in the Word. But they're after him to close him down. They had his bank account even froze. I think he's got it loose now. But there for quite a while, they had it froze. And the one that was our leading evangelist for years, they're after his son, because his son inherited his dad's ministry. Billy Graham. They're after young Graham. Right now trying to close him down. Because he's telling it like it is. And he's on the government pretty hard. So, and he's got a good-sized church. And he's got a large ministry. And if we could get these bigger churches involved, and that's what we need, where we've got more voices. And then all voices stand up together, especially around time to vote. Make your voice heard at that time for surety. Well, that's another thing they're throwing at us, too. Especially if you're a Republican. We're saying that we're trying to change things at the polls so we can cheat. We're not the ones that cheated. It was them. They're the ones that were cheating. And it's still being investigated, and they're still finding it. In fact, they're just about ready to overturn Arizona right now. There's still a lot of things going on that most of the people today don't know. Because most of us go to bed usually around somewhere between 8:30 and 10 o'clock. But these men that's putting the truth out, most of them don't come on until after 11 o'clock. Because they shut them down. It won't be long till I'll not be able to preach online. They'll start shutting me down, and I know it. I know it'll happen. But as long as God keeps it open, I'm going to be doing it. Now, here Nanny says that this is a rebellious people. Lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Get out here and talk to our young people today. And you'll find what I've just told you is truth. You're not going to find very many of our young people today that knows anything at all about the Word of God or actually about the Lord Jesus Christ. Ten, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. We don't hear. That's what they're saying. Don't tell us these right things. We absolutely don't want to hear it. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Get us tales. Fables. That's what they want. And if you do that, and just every now and then, throw in the name of Jesus, it won't be long you can fill the church up. But as long as you stay in the Word, it's getting harder every day to get anyone to come to church. Now, 11, get you out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. The Holy One of Israel, take Jesus away from us. That's exactly what they're saying here. Take that Holy One from us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon. Now, because you're standing on those things, and that's what you're wanting, that ain't what you're going to get. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. It will come quickly. And we're going to see things happen today and changes that's coming that is going to come quickly. But you know, as far as the children of Almighty God, those that are truly God's children, as far as we're concerned, we only need to be concerned about two of them. That's his coming for the church and his coming back to set up his kingdom. The rest we don't need to worry about because we got him. And he will take care of us. He'll have us working. And we are to do his work and not worry about the consequences. You know, that's one thing the disciples gave us an example of. 12 disciples, only one of them died a natural death. All the rest of them were martyred because they would not walk away from that word. And they would not quit preaching it. And they were all martyred, killed. Jailed several times, each one of them, beaten, stoned, everything man could think of to do against them. But they wouldn't quit, and they wouldn't change. And that's the way we're going to have to stand today if we're going to make heaven our home. Stand straight, stand strong, and stay in the word of Almighty God. Now, I quit after reading this next verse, 14. I had quit reading. 14, and he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a shred to take fire from the hearth or to take water withal out of the pit. And I'm going to stop there for today because, God willing, Sunday morning I'm going to be continuing on with this chapter because now we're going to be coming to his warning. And man better take heed today. We are seeing God's warning each and every day. And a lot of it is not pretty. But we are seeing it happen. Most just don't understand it because they don't know his word. They don't get in his word. They're not going anywhere where they can hear his word. And therefore, they're standing lost. And they actually believe because they have been so deceived, they really believe that they are all right and on their way to heaven. You talk to them. We all do. We all talk to them. We talk to church-going people. They'll tell you, yes, well, I'm born again. They're just as lost as they can be. They've got no idea what being born again really is or what it's about, let alone how to get there. Oh, well, you see, oh, I was born again when I was baptized. No, you probably wasn't. Does it happen? Yes. But not very often. out of years and years and years. I only seen that happen one time. And I've done quite a few baptisms myself. I got two of them right here on the line with me now. Ken and Terry both. They'll both tell you really what they got out of being baptized with cold. Because I baptized one of them the third day of December and the other one first part of January in the river. One in the Ohio River and the other one in the Salt River. But you can't say that it don't happen or won't, because it has happened, yes. But not very often, because most of us today can't take it because we have no understanding of what it's all about. And God will not give you something that you're not going to use and that you don't understand. That's why we are to study His Word. That's why we're to come together. That's why we're to pray for each other continually, holding each other up in prayer and seeing the power of God at work. So God willing, we'll be picking up here with verse 15 come Sunday morning. Because there's a whole lot more yet here to come. And we're seeing just exactly what was going on in that day and time happening today. We're seeing it all around us. Think about it. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we close your word, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for a place and a time that we can come together for the study of your word and to be able to share it with others. Help us to reach out into this community, Lord, to help others that are in need, that's in need of a spiritual touch, that's in need of a physical touch, that's in need of financial help. Help us to be of help to others in all ways. And Father, for your saints, wherever they are in the world, we ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Israel and Jerusalem, Father, they are God's chosen people, but they walked away from him. They denied his son to the point of taking him and hanging him on a cross. But Father, it's that cross that made a way that we today can have salvation and be able to make heaven our home. We pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We pray for peace for them. And we pray, Father, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, as their King of Kings and Lord of Lords, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. And our land here, Father, that has turned its back without any excuse whatsoever, our government has turned its back on the Lord Jesus Christ, on the church, and on your people, calling us domestic terrorists, Father. wanted to make all of our literature, our studies and things, hate speech. But Father, we know that the Holy Spirit working with us, working through us, can help us to remove from office those that are standing against you, against the church, and against the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can replace them with those that will work with us, Father. Work with the nation, bringing back the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting him back into all places he was taken out of. And helping us to set our government back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, our prayer list, as each name is called, Holy Spirit, touch them. Help to fulfill whatever need they have, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Kenny Powers, Mark Pavlik, Amy, Amy's friend Sue and Sue's family in Texas, Amy's husband Tom, Tom's friend Dennis and Dennis's family in Oklahoma. For Amy and Tom's young son, Jacob, Father, use this young man in great and mighty ways among the young people there in Texas. Terry Coates, Father, he's in need of a healing touch. Touch him. Touch him mightily, Father. Lift him up. Make him whole. Put him to work. Dennis Breeden and his wife, Tina. The brothers in Christ there in Brandenburg, Father. Bring them all together in one mind and one accord. Help them to see your word, Father. Help them to see the need that we have today to come together in unity, to tear down these walls of denominationalism, that we all become brothers and sisters in the church, that church that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Glory Bound Church in Irvington, Randy Johnson, Church of God of Brandenburg, for the Meade County General Baptist Church and the pastors there, Pastor Don Hilton, Pastor Alan Thomas, Pastor Tony Galladay. Father, these churches, make them into lighthouses for the community in which they stand. And these pastors, Father, I pray that they walk close, close to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be filled to overflowing by the Holy Spirit, to lead these churches in the way of righteousness. Father, Pastor Will, this young man that has been ordained into the ministry recently, I pray that his teacher has been the Holy Spirit and that he is the pastor you want him to be. Pastor Eric and his wife, Jackie. Father, these, you know the need there. We lift them up, put them in your hands. That little full gospel church of God there at Akron, Father, we pray for it not only to be a lighthouse, but a place of refuge to where the lost, walking in darkness, can go and find the light, that light being Jesus. Fill that little church, Father, to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Make it strong in this county. Now, Father, for my young friends in Pakistan, Pastor Haroon Islam, Pastor Barak Mashai, Pastor Zephyrin Iron, Father, these, I pray that the Holy Spirit will see to their needs to keep them, Father. Keep them preaching the gospel. Keep them safe because they're walking in lands that if they're caught will mean imprisonment and death. For the Johnson family, for the Branson family, for the Lee family, for my wife's family, for my family. Father, for the Taylor family, and for each family that will hear this message, we ask, Heavenly Father, for each family, that the Holy Spirit will walk among them. Find those that are walking in darkness and lead them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. Jimmy Embry, Sharon Mombillo, and her mother, Sue Palance Goodman, Casey Smith, for Kelly Smith and his wife, for Henry Craycroft. Father, all these are standing in need of a healing touch. Touch them in a great and mighty way, Father. My wife, Father, I thank you for the healing touch you've laid upon her and the way she is growing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And Father, this church is yours. Make it into what you want it to be. Use me, Father, in any and every way that you want. I'm yours. I'm not my own. And once again, Father, this is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. All right, everyone. Remember, come Sunday morning at 11 a.m., we can all be together again and back into the Word of God. And as I told you, unless the Lord changes it, we'll be picking back up with Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. So until then, walk with God. He'll walk with you. Have a great night. And good night now.